Well, to Wuhan, China now, the city of 11 million where the COVID-19 outbreak started, and a 76-day lockdown is slowly being lifted. People who came to volunteer, others who were stuck there on holiday are finally leaving. NPR's Emily Fang is there. So, Emily, what's the feeling?
There's definitely a sense of relief and celebration. People had been looking forward to this day, not so much because they could leave, but because it was symbolic. It meant that China had made a significant step forward in containing the outbreak of the new coronavirus here. And it was a moment to celebrate. People who I talked to who were leaving by plane and train yesterday after 76 days trapped in one city were joyful, but they also felt bittersweet. Some of them shed tears. They felt like they had gone through a really emotionally traumatic experience, and they said that so many people had died, so many people had suffered. People had been slowly allowed to leave their apartments over the last few weeks. If your complex has no recent infected cases, you have to scan a government-sanctioned app when you leave and re-enter where you live to show that you've had no recent contact with infected patients or been to another area of the city where there is a high cluster of infections. And many people said they're still limited to 2 hours at a time outside of their complexes.
Well, you mentioned this app. This is, you know, people have to present these government-sanctioned phone apps that tell their addresses, their medical histories, where they've been. They have to prove before they leave that they have not been around somebody who's sick.
Yes, it's essentially a digital form of contact tracing. The interesting thing about these apps is it's unclear how they produce the result they do. So the user experience is you input your identification number, which is a bit like a social security number. You have to use that when you register for doctor appointments, when you buy train tickets or travel. And then based on that, it'll spit back a red, yellow, or green code. Green code means that you have no abnormal conditions, you have not been in contact with people infected, and you should be able to travel, go into restaurants freely. If you have a yellow code, it means that you have to be a bit careful and you might need to get tested again for the virus. And if you have a red code, you can't leave at all. Mm. These codes are now spread over the entire city. So even just turning into a street means that you have to scan a code. Every time you go into a taxi or a convenience store, you scan this code. For me, if I want to leave Wuhan, not only do I have to scan a code, but I have to actually apply for permission to re-enter Beijing.
Wow.
These codes are everywhere. And the question is, will they stay after the outbreak is over?
Well, you know, and as you remind us, there are still restrictions in place. Authorities are still saying to people, most of the time we want you at home. Schools are still closed. And I'm wondering, you know, you talked about the tears and the trauma of watching so many people die. You know, we spoke to a stand-up comic who was not funny at all. You know, he says that he feels that he has PTSD now. Are you feeling that kind of a psychic wound, you know, after effect of all this?
Definitely. And I think that's why you're not seeing that many people on the streets just yet. Imagine being cooped up for more than 2 months and being told that if you leave your house, you may contract a deadly virus. I went to a couple of popular restaurants in the morning today. People queued up, but they made sure that they stood at least a meter away from another without any prompting. And many people, when they're going out for a stroll, walking their dog, they're still going out in full goggle, mask, gloves. Some even go out in these medical protective gowns. So people are still really nervous here. And there's still clearly mourning going on for people who lost loved ones.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. But what about the economy? We're reading things like, you know, there wasn't a single real estate transaction, you know, for a month. I mean, everything was so shut down. How does it feel economically?
It still feels very dead here. A number of critical companies, so think big multinationals or state-owned firms here, particularly the auto manufacturing sector, which is huge in Wuhan and highly lucrative, they have gone through extensive health screening processes to bring their workers back, and they've restarted. We managed to visit the Honda Dongfeng joint venture factory yesterday. Some stores have been able to reopen because they do takeout only. The flow of customers coming in, foot traffic, is still very low.
It's still a city in recovery, it sounds like. NPR's Emily Fang in Wuhan, China. Emily, thank you. Please stay safe, but thank you so much for your reporting.
Thanks so much for having me on, Robin.